Face the fields across from Mooring Road, where the farm lane leads. You are almost certainly on land once owned by John Llewellyn, probably near his home site. Around 63, by 1777, he and his wife Mary had moved here from Virginia 16 years earlier. There he had been a shipbuilder, but here he ran a farm. His 630 acres stretched all the way across those fields to Kaneda Creek and behind you across Robinson School Road. At the time, the creek was Kaneda Swamp, covering a large area beyond the fields and downhill to the right. This land was in Martin County when it was formed, and Llewellyn was named as one of the original justices of the peace. In those days, his duties included those of modern county commissioners. Rawlins later told the court the plot started after a muster of the county's part-time militia soldiers in Plymouth, 40 miles east to the left, around Friday, March 28th. He, Llewellyn, and a third man were riding home. Llewellyn remarked that the country was like to become subject to popery, meaning the Catholic Church, and there ought to be a way to seek relief. The new state constitution removed the official status that the Church of England, known here as the Anglican Church, had enjoyed under the colonial government. Taxes no longer supported the church, and Catholic priests, along with other Protestant pastors, now were allowed to marry people. The budding alliance between the United States and Catholic France likely added to his fears. An Anglican, Llewellyn also had family reasons to support Britain. He was a cousin of Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis, a British commander who had already raided North Carolina once. Regardless, Llewellyn's hatred of the rebellion was well known. He was quoted as saying the rebels were the ragtag and bobtail of humanity, and that Governor Richard Caswell was an infidel and didn't believe in the Holy Trinity. This referred to the Christian concept of divinity having three aspects: God, the Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. On that ride home, he suggested that a document supporting loyalism and the Anglican Church be written up for people to swear to, and outlined the contents. A few days later, he and his son William came to Rawlins' house, and Llewellyn dictated to him the Tory or Anglican Constitution and some related oaths. William then hand-wrote copies to distribute, carefully, as you'll see. Please go down to the audio clip under The Plot Thickens.